Glory, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, God. Glory to His name.
Mm-hmm. Praise. Precious.
Come to you this morning, giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God.
Oh, yes, sir, God.
Certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Minister Riley, Reverend McMillan, my lovely wife, and my beautiful, beautiful church family that took part, that's here. I got a whole lot on my mind this morning.
Jesus. You're right, God. Thank you, God.
Let us go to God in prayer.
Thank you, Father.
Help, Lord.
Help, Lord Jesus.
Help, Lord, there's so much going on. So many people going through
Jesus. So
many things and not knowing where to go and who to turn to. But God, we call on you, for we know you've got an answer to any of our concerns.
Oh, yes, you do, Father.
We call on you, Lord, for we know that you already know all that any of us can go through, Lord.
No, Lord.
Take control, Lord. Take control right now, Lord. Take control of this, your servant, Lord, as I stand in your pulpit, as I stand, Lord God, waiting for your word. Take complete control right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we need to hear from you.
Yes.
We need to hear from you, Lord, for if you do not speak, Lord, then there is nothing to be said. Speak,
yes.
Lord. Take control right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Use me, Lord, any way that you see fit, Lord God. Do with me what you wish, Lord, but speak a word, for someone needs a word. Someone is waiting, Lord. Someone knows not where to go until you come. Speak, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord, for your glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is always an honor and a privilege and an awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. God has a word for us today.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Comes from multiple places. I told Gerald this morning that he asked me what scripture should I use. I told him open the Bible and just point the one, and whatever you come up with ought to be it. But he came up with some strange ones though that I told him, except for those two. But if you would, turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, if you could, just put your finger over on 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians 15, start with the first verse, and I'm going to read about four verses from there. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Then if you would flip to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I'm just read a couple of verses there, 13 and 14. It says, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." And I'd like to use as a topic the glory of the gospel. The glory of the gospel. As I said, it comes from the wisdom of Apostle Paul, just some excerpts from his writings. You know, when you look at that second scripture that I read for you here, and that right there in that 13th verse is probably the key verse of this. The B part of that says, "God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." Joyce Myers, when she looked at that scripture there, she said, "From the beginning." Said, who could compute the contents of that vast unknown abyss which is comprised in that particular phrase? The beginning of creation was preceded by the anticipation of our redemption. Let me say that again, because that the beginning of creation, when God decided that he would create this world, prior to his creating this world, he anticipated a plan of redemption. And the love of God to all who were one in Christ. He said, for all of those who will come to the knowledge of Christ, to all of those who will get it, I've already created a plan of redemption. Somebody ought to say,
amen.
Glory, thank hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
He said, before they knew themselves, I knew that they would have a need of me. So I created a plan for them before they were.
All right, then. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. The glory of the gospel. You see, before you can appreciate the glory of the gospel, you need to understand what you're dealing with. When we use the word gospels, not gospel, but we use the word glory. Mm-hmm. We use it so lightly. Glory to God. I heard it several times this morning. Glory to God. And it's all right if you understand what you're saying when you say glory to God, because you can't give God glory because it all belongs to him already. So what you're trying to say is, oh, glory belongs to him. When I shout glory to God, I'm just recognizing that it all comes from God. Glory to his name. The glory of the gospel. If you understand what Jesus did, see, because of our sins, that Jesus had to be crucified.
All right then.
So if you understand the gravity of sin, that it crucifies the Son of God. When you start realizing that what I do, what God had to send his Son through because of you and I, the gravity of sin, that what sometimes we take so lightly. If I do this, then God will forgive me. We take it so light sometimes. The glory of Almighty God to set us free. You see, at some point, all of us will have to go through the gateway of eternity.
All right.
Not found anyone yet that comes to this world that don't exit the same way that we all exit. At some point, you're going to have to face eternity, and you will spend eternity somewhere.
All right.
2 Corinthians 5:10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ."
Mm-hmm. Yes, all.
"That everyone may receive the things that they've done in this body."
All right now.
"According to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." It's glory of God, this magnificent one that we serve. The one who has made a way for you and I. Mm-hmm. If we could understand glory.
Glory.
What do we mean when we say glory?
Yes.
See, God made a plan. And when we try to understand his plan, we need to understand a few things first. If we understand what sanctification is, first of all, sanctification is when we are separated from the world, and we're separated unto God. Mm-hmm. You see, some of us would claim to be sanctified. You ever heard anybody say, "I'm saved and sanctified"? Filled with the Holy Ghost. But you see, when people claim to be sanctified, there ought to be some evidence of sanctification.
Amen.
See, if there is no evidence of sanctification, it means that you're standing on something less than a solid rock.
Amen.
See, we can't see if a person is chosen. I can't look at somebody and say that person is saved or not, but and we don't have the right to judge anyway, but we can look at a person and say whether they are sanctified or not, because if you are sanctified, then you are set apart and your life will respect the honors that God tell you to support.
Yes.
Your life will reflect the way you believe, the way you who you are. Your life will reflect it, so someone can look at you and say you are sanctified or not. If they see you in church on Sunday and in the club on Monday, then they might have a question about. Don't get me wrong, you can go to the club and do right. It's just that most folk don't.
All right, then.
If your life is separated unto God, you will walk differently. You will talk differently. Mm-hmm. People will start to even act different around you, because it's something about you that shows that you have been sanctified. Sanctification. You see, when God does his work, and we're going to get to the glory of God, because I want you to see what this thing is all about. When God's work of sanctification, he uses two great forces, the Spirit and the belief in truth. So the Spirit of God and the Word of God are essential to our sanctification. So when we speak of God and his glory, because what God does, what we started from, when you hear people say, glory to God, and I glorify God, and what that says is that God has transmitted his glory that's being reflected in you. Mm-hmm. What is God's glory? Mm-hmm. What is God's glory? Have you ever thought about that? Mm-hmm. You say it all the time, but have you ever really thought about what is God's glory? And what can God's glory do? And God's glory, divine glory, it's an important concept throughout all of Christian theology. God is regarded as the most glorious being, and it's considered that human beings are created in the image of God. Mm-hmm. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, male created he them. So humans can share or participate, as imperfect as it may be, but they can participate in the divine glory as image bearers. So I can reflect the very image of God's divine glory. If I live right, if I allow God to sanctify me and separate me and move me where he can use me, then I can reflect the very glory of God.
Yes.
Somebody ought to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
So thus, Christians are instructed to let your little light shine, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father.
Yes.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And have you ever, you know, when you're walking right, you feel different. And come you can ahead. Tell when your light is shining and yes. when it's not, because when you feel right, it's, I don't care who sees me now. I don't care where I am and how people might view me, because I feel good on the inside, and I'm going to just let this little light of mine shine. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, you can feel it and you feel good about yourself. But on the other side of the coin, when you're ducking and hiding and don't want anybody to confront you because you don't know what you might say or what you might do, then
come on there.
Let the glory of God show through. So this glory of God, what is this glory of God? When you start trying to realize this, the glory of God, and if you look all the way back to the Old Testament, we're trying to realize, what is this glory of God all about? Is it something that is on the inside of God, or what is this glory of God? It seemed when he talked to Moses that there was a part that was internal and a part that was external. He said to Moses, he said, "Why my glory passes by? I will put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by." In other words, you can't see my face. So it's a part of God's glory that you can't see. You can't put your hands on. It's internal to him. You can't see it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he said, "And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts.
All right.
But my face shall not be seen." So there's a part of God's glory that it seems that one is internal to God Almighty, and the other part is external.
All right then.
So the external, when you try to visualize God's glory, and Exodus 16:10 said, "It came to pass as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the clouds." So the glory of God can appear. Mm-hmm. Come on and visualize with me. And then Isaiah 40:5 say, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." So glory can be revealed.
That's right.
You still visualizing with me, eh? And then Numbers 14:22 says, "Because all those men who have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice." So God's glory can be seen.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Can be seen.
Hallelujah. And then God actualized his glory in Jesus Christ. He manifested all of his glory in his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujh. Know more about glory than you thought there was, but glory to his name. God's glory, it can be transmitted and displayed in humans, like the day of Pentecost when God's glory had inhabited the human body and they spoke in unknown tongues. Oh, yeah. Glory of God.
That's right.
Thank you, God.
When Peter and John went to the temple and they saw the man who was lame, and they said to him, pick up your bed and walk. The glory of God was upon them. And, hallelujah. So it can be transmitted and displayed. And it's available to you and it's available to me. Hallelujah. The glory of God is this miraculous power is available to you as available to me. It's something about it that some people, you heard them call it Shekinah glory. But when I started researching that, and I thought that Shekinah, I said, it must be something in the Bible. I went looking for Shekinah glory. I went looking, but I couldn't find Shekinah anywhere. It seems that the Jewish rabbis, they said it's something about Almighty God. It's an attribute that we need to find the word for because it's something.
Yes, hallelujah.
That I can't explain, but it's something when it gets a hold of you, something that can do things that we can't do, but it's something about it. We need to name it something, so we're going to call it Shekinah. Yes. Good God
Almighty. Oh, glory.
Come on,
and it's available. It's available to you. God says, all you got to do is let me have charge and you can use it. This Shekinah glory, you can display it to a lost world if you
display it.
Glory. This glory, divine
glory. Thank you, Father.
And then there's the gospel. You see, this the glory of the gospel is what we're talking about. So the gospel is the foundation of our Christian belief.
Mm-hmm.
It sets us apart from all other religions by the manner in which it relays the hope of salvation. In other words, it's Jesus. The manifestation of God's glory. It sets us apart. This word originated from the meaning of the New Testament word evangelion, which means good news.
All right.
The meaning was transmitted literally to Old English as God spell. And it eventually became gospel. The gospel is epitomized by Jesus Christ in the following proclamation. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Somebody ready to experience God's glory. See, the gospel will tell you how. See, the gospel refers to the written narrative of the life, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know the gospels, and four gospels, three of them synoptic, and one is John. The gospel that Jesus Christ was born, crucified, dead, and buried. But on the third day, he got up with all power.
Thank you, Jesus.
In his hand. It's easy to just to say that. But when you internalize it, when you understand what God is doing, when you understand that God wants to make a divine exchange with you, He wants to take all of your foolishness and all of your sin, and He wants to give you His glory.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, God.
Instead, He wants to make a divine exchange. Anybody want to make a divine exchange with God Almighty?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The glory of the gospel. Number one was understanding. And we just covered that. Number two is utilizing the glory of God through sanctification. You see, when you look closer, glory, and if you look at glory and spirit, you will find that they are almost interchangeable. That the Spirit of God and God's glory. If you look at 2 Corinthians 3:18, it talks about the transforming glory of the new covenant. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, mm-hmm. are changed into the same image from glory to glory.
From glory to glory.
Mm. As by the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to glory. Okay. We talked about that a little in Sunday school. See, God gives us this opportunity to go from glory to glory. In other words, from one of God's graces to another one of God's graces. You can just go from God to God, but we don't tend to do it that way. We're just like the Israelites. We like to go God back to foolishness, back to God, back to foolishness, back to God.
Come on, man.
But if we just stare in that mirror and go from glory to glory, even when I'm going through something, even when I'm having hard times, as I just keep seeking God Almighty, I can go from glory to glory. Make the world wonder why every time I see Him, whether He's up or down, going through something or not, He still has a smile on His face and a pep in His step.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yeah, unveil faces. When somebody, when you turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And you can look to the Lord with unveiled face. Don't try to view don't try to hide anything from the Lord. Just with an unveiled face. Go to Him just as you are.
Yeah.
Lord, I got some problems.
Yes.
I ain't talking about y'all, I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
So, Lord, I got some problems, but I know if I just keep right on seeking You, if I keep right on looking in this mirror, if I keep right on, then I will become as You are.
Yeah.
Able to reflect the glory of God. So we utilize this glory through sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
And then the leaf in the truth. Jesus' death and resurrection is the basis of the gospel. If you are saved, hold fast to the gospel.
Uh-huh.
If if you know that God has sent his son to die for you, hold fast to that.
Mm-hmm.
For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, mm-hmm. according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gospel.
All right.
If you can believe that, to power.
Believe to power.
That the only debt that I've ever owed, God has already paid.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God has already
set
me free.
Thank you, Lord.
The only thing that's holding me back is me. Because God said, I have set you free. I paid the cost. I don't care who else might be talking about you. I have set you free, and I'm the only one that counts.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Mm.
Yes, God.
Truth will set you free.
Yes.
Come on, then.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, God.
The truth
will set you free. See, the world tells you a whole bunch of lies. And the world tells you that you'll never amount to anything. The world will tell you that, see, you were up yesterday, but you're down today. And see, your friends, they don't care anything about you. They've all turned their back on you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
The world has lies for you. The world will trick you and cloud your eyes, but if you can find the truth through it all, the truth will set you free.
Yeah, God. Hallelujah.
But preacher, I got bills that they're overdue. I don't know how I'm going to handle my bills, or I got some other concern that I don't know how I'm going to handle, but I know of God. And all you got to do is believe the truth. You see, it's easy for us to talk about it, but when you are down and in a situation, if you can just get past the world's lie and say, God's got me.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Glory.
Yes, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
This joy I have.
Yes.
World didn't give it to me.
Yes, sir, God.
Huh? Right in the midst of a storm, if I can just find Jesus' joy, if I can find his truth.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man.
Then I realize that I'm all right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
This joy.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
World didn't give it.
World didn't give it to you now.
World can't take it away.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, Paul knew who he was preaching to. Paul was preaching to the Corinthian Christians. And they had their problems, but they stood fast in the gospel despite all of their problems with carnality and lack of understanding and strife and division and immorality and strange spirituality. Mm-hmm. They stood for the gospel.
Mm. Come on, then.
Yes, sir, God.
They said, I know a God that got all power in his hand. And though I'm in the midst of a storm in a world that's going every which way, my feet hold firm, because I'm standing on the solid rock.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Lord. Thank you, God.
World might knock me down.
Yes.
You can't keep me there, because the Lord will lift me back up, because I'm holding on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
Thank
you,
God.
Thank
you,
God. Father. Yes, sir, Lord. Mm. Yes, sir, God.
Mm. It's joy I have.
Yeah.
World didn't give it.
Oh,
yes, sir, God.
And the world came. Taken away.
Hallelujah.
God calls us.
Yes, sir, God.
By the gospel.
Yes, sir, God.
That we may obtain the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Paul preached Christ crucified.
Yes, sir, God.
That same glory that John wrote about. He said that we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him.
Like him.
Hallelujah.
For we shall see him
us.
As he is.
Yes.
I stare in that mirror.
Yes.
Until I become like him. When I can stand firm.
Yes, sir, God.
Through it all.
Through it all.
Thank you, God.
God offers us this morning a chance to renew our vows with him. To re-energize. People wonder sometime about communion and what it's all about. But it's a chance that you can renew and revitalize. Whatever you might be going through, if your faith ever starts to get weak, he says, remember me.
Remember.
He said, remember what I did for you.
Yes.
And remember that the price is already paid.
Yes, Lord.
All you need to do is abandon to him.
Yes.
Oh, it ain't easy.
No.
Oh, it ain't easy to abandon when you got so many concerns. I don't ask you to throw away all your concerns. I just tell you to put them on hold for me.
Yes, sir, God.
See, right now, I'm going to go and I'm going to spend an hour calling on the Lord. I'm going to spend an hour not worrying about what I'm going to do tomorrow and how I'm going to do this to next week and what's going to happen if this doesn't come through and what's going to happen if that doesn't come through. But spend an hour with the Lord. Spend an hour with him and say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, help thou my unbelief. Move me out of myself, Lord, because I'm having trouble trying to see how you can do this and I don't see how it can be done. So move me out of my own way. Help thou my unbelief. Move any doubt, Lord. Work on me first, Lord. Work on me so then I can get on my knees and I can pray.
Yes, sir, God. Yes.
Abandon.
Yes.
Abandon to him. And he'll set you free.
Yes, sir.
He'll set you free. He'll find you around the house, running around, jumping up and down.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Did something change? Yeah, I did. God changed me and I'm a new man now. And I can face anything. Because when God sets you free, you're free indeed.
Free indeed.